Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
We had words like pods and cohorts and words like that. Online learning, which we never want to hear again. The kids that want to be back at it full time, do you think there's any risk of it going back to an online situation where we do Zoom school? Or do you think it'll be 5 days a week?
I don't think it's going to be Zoom school again. I certainly hope not, because there's so many downfalls to that. And I think the schools are gearing up towards it's going to be in-person instruction, taking the precautions that they believe are necessary. But I think everybody agrees it's time to get back to school in person, and I hope that will be the case.
Were you surprised with the surging Delta variant that the New York State Education Department punted on issuing any guidance for the districts? I know some districts probably would prefer it being that way, but were you surprised that they did not issue any guidance for school reopening?
No, I really wasn't, because in my opinion, the commissioner is a weak person, and I was really expecting that the governor was going to come down with some edicts, as he's done in the past. And when that didn't happen, I think they were just left floundering, because they don't take a leadership position, because they see themselves being subservient, really, to the governor's office.
Yeah, and for the teachers this fall, it is going to be anything but business as usual. We talked before about that brain drain or that learning gap that usually happens over the summer. That's going to be compounded this fall, will it not?
It absolutely will be compounded, because it's not just a couple of months, it's almost a couple of years in some cases. So the teachers are going to have to work even harder to try to get a grip on where the children are. And obviously that's almost an individualistic thing this year, because of the varied circumstances that the children are coming from over that long period of time. But again, I think teachers will adjust. They're good people. They want to teach the children. And as they have opportunity to do that, they'll figure out where the children are and go from there.
Let's talk about vaccines real quickly before we go. The American Federation of Teachers is now on the record calling for mandatory vaccines for teachers. Randy Weingarten said so over the weekend, but in New York State, I know NYSUT is opposed to mandatory vaccines. It's kind of interesting to me that those two aren't on the same page here, Ralph.
It was interesting to me as well, but I think you'll see that come around. I think they're being supportive of mandatory vaccines, and that's going to just cause even more disruption, because obviously on the other side, people are saying there needs to be freedom of choice and teachers should have that as well. So I think they've just added to the controversy, particularly when it gets down to the local level, with really suggesting and supporting a mask mandate at this time.
All right. The job nobody wants, that of a local school superintendent. Ralph, you got out just in time.
Well, you know, I've said that more than once, that's for sure. It is a really tough job right now, because it's really a more of a no-win situation than it used to be with snow days.
Yeah, and it is as clear as mud, as they say. So hopefully those kids can get back and get back 5 days a week, because I know it's been a long time for them out of school.
Well, let me just encourage parents to be involved in their school. It's more important now than it's ever been to get involved, see what's going on, and make your opinions heard to the teachers, to the principals, and most importantly, to the Board of Education.
Yeah, and serve where you can, because we need good people at the local level. Ralph, thanks
Absolutely.
Again, sir, and thanks for
You're
taking
welcome.
A few minutes. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob.